Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Take a listen to this, Doug.
Burritos, Tostitos, Fritos, and Cheetos.
The only way to describe it is sick.
And the Senoritos, Fromios, and Trios with the jalapenos. Oh, yeah. Tacos from Pacos with Panchos, Nachos, Churros, Rancheros, and some Canyoneros. I'm out. Adios, amigos.
This is TMA. That was Doug getting us ready for Cinco de Mayo, which is, it's fast approaching, isn't it? This is fun. 5 days away.
Sunday.
I know a lot of us plan our vacation schedule around Cinco de Mayo.
That's correct.
A virtually made-up holiday to get people in the bars. But it's a fun time anyway.
I don't speak Spanish, but probably the stupidest question I ever asked. I think I asked it last year. I said, what date is Cinco de Mayo?
You asked it last year and the year before.
Oh, did I? Well, let's go this year. When is it? I know it's May 2nd now.
It's May when?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, fifth?
Perfect.
It'll be the fifth, yeah.
Okay. The plane has landed.
I'm not biting.
You think that was a sketch? Is that why?
No, it wasn't a sketch.
It's been, we're going on 3 years of the Cinco de Mayo thing.
Well, Doug, it was a wonderful song, and it's a wonderful holiday. It'll be celebrated this Sunday, May 5th.
I think the first time we had Gabby Carter was on Cinco de Mayo.
Is that correct?
I think we were at
Rosalita's downtown. I think we were Blondie's because Rosalita's was an open.
Yeah.
I can picture that. We were getting that was 5 years ago, getting us ready for the Blues and Stars. Well, that was a 2-2 series at the time, and the Blues lost that Friday night. And then I recall getting together with Young Pageviews. And my wife, Young Pageviews, and I were having some cocktails, Doug, at the old Olive and Oak because the new one was not open.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there. And we were all despondent that Saturday evening. And I said, I've had a feeling, and I don't know why, since before the playoffs started, that this was the year the Blues were going to win the Stanley Cup. So if that's the case, I think they've got to win tomorrow because they're going to have to force a Game 7 and win. Otherwise, they can't win the Chalice. That means we were just 5 days away from a hometown hero beating another St. Louisan, Ben Bishop, to send the Blues to the Western Conference Final against the delightful Pete DeBoer.
Oh, I don't know how delightful he is. I've never really spent any time with him.
That's very Ben Crenshaw of you.
Oh, I got a feeling. That was in advance of Brookline. 1999, is that right, Doug? 99?
I don't know.
Justin Leonard and the Europeans didn't like all the wives running on the greens.
Okay.
Yeah, they had high heels on there, traipsing through the green.
So you didn't like it either.
Cinco de Mayo anthem. Best thing out there right now, no doubt about it.
And that's an abrupt ending.
Yeah, it deserved it.
Fade to black. I'm trying to find
them. Schaefer Door Company sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour. And maybe they're the sponsor of Cinco de Mayo as well. We have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, about 9:50. And then we got a big showdown, too, because we got a three-way tie for the lead, so somebody can win it. Or Buck Swope, the Coalition, or Cucky the Dwarf could force a playoff with a four-team playoff for tomorrow.
It'd be nice if all six of them emailed in.
So let's see. They'll be coming your way. Jackson has to sift through them and get them into the filtered file for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Doug, tell people about our 9 o'clock hour sponsor, and that's Schaefer Door Company.
Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to fix your Schaefer doors.
Yeah.
They're going to fix any door, really. Garage door, if you got a residential garage door, or if you run a business or a warehouse with those big, tall, giant doors, Schaefer has experience in those kind of jobs as well. So any kind of garage door problem you may have, whether it's a broken spring or the whole door needs to go, Schaefer Door is right there for you. Got problems on the weekend, they got you covered. They got a Monday morning standby service for those doors that break over the weekend. Schaefer Door, you can text them at 636-782-3608. This will get you the quickest response time. Here's that number again, 636-782-3608. And, of course, they've got a website, too. That's SchaeferDoor.com. Let me spell Schaefer for you.
Do it,
so
yeah.
You know. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. That would be Schaefer. SchaeferDoor.com. The business has multiple family members working there, mom and pop and son and aunt and uncle. I don't know if aunt works there, but a lot of the family members work there, and they have for many years. Big enough to get any job done, small enough to talk with any person that has any kind of a small issue. Service techs are not commission-based, so they're not going to try to sell you some kind of repair or a new door if you just don't need it. Great guys to know, Schaefer Door Company. If you got any kind of problem at all with your garage door, these are the people to call. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master Authorized Dealer.
Great to have them aboard as the sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour. I think the only real estate we have available on TMA, and I would recommend buying it, honestly, it's ROI season around here, is the studio sponsorship that is available. Email me, T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com. I'll take you out. We'll play golf. I'll wine you. I'll dine you.
Will you?
And then I'll sign you. Oh. Think about that.
Yeah, somewhere else.
Think about that. Right. Premier Construction Exteriors. They do roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. It's veteran-owned and operated, a hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all their work to other smaller companies and just tack their profit on the end price. They can work with your insurance company on the claims for storm damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. They're building their brand, a small operation that wants the best and honest solution to revitalizing your home. They're located in St. Peters, Missouri, but they're licensed in both Missouri and Illinois. Dan or Jay is who you call at 314-224-2543 to set up a free estimate, and it's a $500 discount for TMA listeners. Find them on Facebook at Premier Construction Exteriors. It's Premier Construction Exteriors, $500 discount for TMA listeners, Premier Construction Exteriors. Jackson, why don't you tell me about your hair up there?
My hair's on full display now that I'm in here in studio on camera. Mm-hmm. You can see, I guess, the cross shot, that diagonal of me and Doug. We're two gentlemen who have enjoyed the work of St. Louis Hair Restoration, and you can as well. You just go in there for a free hair consultation. They'll tell you what the best treatment plan for your hair is, and if you get said hair treatment, you mentioned TMA, $250 off. A hair treatment can be as simple as something like mine, which I just take finasteride every single morning, and then I wear a little laser cap. Cool technology, really helps me out. 6 minutes a night helps thicken that crown region.
Or you might get
something like Doug, who got an FUE procedure. Yeah. I mean, this guy is the mayor of Tough Town.
There are some people who still wonder, do these hair transplants really work? Well, look what it did to the front of my head.
That ends the conversation right there.
It's unbelievable. I didn't have hardly any hair at all from the front half of my head, but now I got my 20-year-old hairline back. I got more hair than I know what to do with, frankly, thanks to the FUE procedure that was done by the great Dr. Christopher Polenga, who said he's done some hair transplants on some of the biggest names in Nashville when he worked down there. So lots of people are having it done, and they do it so well that the people are going to not even know that you had it done because it doesn't leave any kind of mark. All it leaves is a perfect head of hair wherever you want it. The FUE procedure is where they take hair follicles from the side and the back of your head and transplant it to wherever you're thin, whether that's the front or the crown. And it starts to grow back in 3 or 4 or 5, 6 months. And then a year later, it's done. You're going to get what the finished product is going to look like. I'm not quite to a year yet. I'm about 9 months. 9, 10 months.
Looking great.
I've already got more than I could ever use for the rest of my life.
I'm at 55% now that I'm going to do it.
Oh, get up to 60, 55%.
55%. Yeah. So I haven't gotten my hair here. I'll show the audience. So I haven't cut my hair since, like, shaved it since, was that Friday, Doug?
I don't know. You came over,
you shaved me like one of your French girls.
I did not.
So you can see, I got a hairline, but the hair is very thin and fine. Iggy, you see it?
It's coming in.
You see?
Oh,
very
yeah.
thin and fine.
I think it'll do you wonders.
Doug shaving your
head. And Anna Marie walking in.
If you had it done, you'd be absolutely alluring.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't think I could get hotter. I don't know.
You say, as like, hard as it is to believe.
I know.
The first step to becoming more like Billy Dee Williams.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
This is
well,
the
they can do that for just about anybody, no matter what kind of hair problem you have.
55%.
They've got a solution for you at St. Louis Hair Restoration, the website, of course, stlouishairrestoration.com.
There you go. Go to lowtusa.com to work with Mentality. If you are feeling sluggish, if you're noticing, well, I'm putting on some more weight than I used to. I'm working out the same, but it's not having the same results like it used to. Well, those are symptoms of low testosterone. At least they can be. And Mentality is a local healthcare facility dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Testosterone therapy helps men regain normal function and restores the ability to perform normally at all levels. Even if you've tried testosterone before, not everyone understands the blood chemistry in men's bodies. Mentality can help. Compete at work and at sports like you did years ago with the help of the people at Mentality. It's lowtusa.com. That's Mentality. And lowtusa.com. Cardinal doubleheader today. Doug, first pitch, 240, twin bill.
Oh.
Is it still called Comerica?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, I think it is. Yeah. It's a nice park, I guess.
They have a tiger statue with the glow-in-the-dark eyes.
That's kind of neat.
Scary.
It's across the street from Ford
Kenny Rogers. What's on his hand?
Yeah, 2006, Jack, game two.
Yeah, I was there for the Ought 6 World Series.
And they had a lot of E1s in that World Series.
Boy, howdy, did they are kicking the ball around.
And I remember
Curtis Granderson.
Verlander.
Like snow flurries in game one up there.
Anthony Reyes shut him down.
Yeah.
Flat bill that you could have rested a coffee mug on.
It was game two where Kenny Rogers had stuff on his hand and Tony Arisa said, let it go.
One of the implications of that, there's a couple, I don't know if LaRusso will tell the real story on what happened, like with the Lance Lynn, what are you doing out here in Texas? And why he didn't go after the Kenny Rogers thing. My understanding is, the Cardinals had guys doing it too, and pretty much everybody does it at that time of year, because and that's why he didn't go after it. The theory was, he didn't do it because Leland's his buddy, but I don't think that had anything to do with it. And then in 2013, game one against the Red Sox, John Lester, who the Cardinals would later acquire for 7 weeks while trading away Lane Thomas, had the same thing going on, and there was a big deal. And I remember texting on our show the next morning with Ryan Franklin, and he goes, guys do it so they can have control. That's really the reason, and kind of everybody understands that's what's going on, especially at that time of year in northern cities when it's cold.
And I'm not sure the hitters even mind.
Right, because they're exactly right.
Yeah, I think they'd rather have the pitcher have control than 100%. Hit them with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball.
Especially in where you're sub-50 temperatures in the World Series. You're not trying to get pegged by one of those cold balls in the back.
No. Well, cold or warm, 98 miles an hour hurts no matter where it hits you.
I shave only my left nutsack if the Cards win.
Is that right?
Doug, that's lead Cabo's Dispatch columnist Tony Messenger.
Only the left one gets attention.
Is that a question to his mailbag?
I would think he was reading an email or text or something, I hope.
How about this compliment? This is rare. In this Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox, the 2019 TMA episodes during the Stanley Cup run were outstanding and some of the best radio in St. Louis history, full stop. That's from the bastard James Hahn.
James Hahn. Well, I think that was the most exciting time in
because it was two and a half months every other night.
History that I've lived through.
It was the
sports history.
Best, and all of the series were great. All of the series had an angle, it was that's the thing about the program. When there's something going on that, more than, a portion of people care about, we'll dig in. But otherwise, we're going to finger each other or something.
What?
Glory, Gloria!
Yeah. We haven't won anything since they stopped playing Gloria. Why they would stop that, I don't. Everybody loved it. Why would you stop it?
And the Cardinals haven't hosted a World Series game since they had Rascal Flatts sing the national anthem. And producer Joe said that was going to happen.
And it has. Other teams don't change their theme songs. The Cubs still do Go Cubs Go. The Dolphins have Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. They don't change.
Yeah, that's their theme song. They stole one from Gloria Gaynor.
That's okay. Everyone loved it. I'm sure she – was it Gloria Gaynor? Wasn't Gloria Gaynor, was it?
Laura Branigan.
Yeah.
I just remember Gloria.
Well, it wasn't Gloria Gaynor. But everybody loved that song. They were singing it all over town, and they got away from it? They should still play it after every win.
Bundesliga? Second Bundesliga.
Thanks to Daddy Padre, big boy, for the Stanley Cup run. That's from Mud Puppy. Doug, you always said he was...
He got him ready, for sure. I'm not sure the team would have been ready to score had they not faced a super tough goaltender in practice.
Yeah, they felt good of themselves. Just like a guy hits 15 out in batting practice, he feels good. You let everybody on the team score goals, they feel good going into the game. Yeah. Say, hey, I just scored 25 goals off this chump.
Gosh, how about
this, Doug? We're getting compliments in the text inbox. This is a foreign place. Yeah. I second that opinion. Chaser's consistent spots at that time were gold. That's from the Lake St. Louis Island boy. Randy Character says, I agree with the bastard James Hahn. I listened to some again over the weekend. It's Randy Character. I remember doing a podcast the morning of Game 7 and just being, it'd be weird to listen to it now 5 years later, but I remember sitting there, I think I was with Gangster Pete, and going, what happens over the next approximate 12 hours will dictate the moods of people years from now. Years from now.
Yeah.
And then to think what went on in like the first 8 minutes of that game and the way the Bruins were just, Doug, they were buzzing the tower? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they did. They buzzed Benny's tower. Good thing he stood on his head and spit wooden nickel.
Led to many, many weeks of waterworks from Pete.
Yeah, he cried his eyes out after that. But then, kind of surprisingly, after that series, the Bruins continued to be one of the best teams in the league, and the Blues kind of fell back into mediocrity.
What makes you say that?
Their record. Not making the playoffs 2 years in a row.
That's signing certain people.
Yeah. I mean, the Bruins have held on. They're still one of the best.
Well, they're a win away tonight from advancing to the Eastern Conference semis. And all hell is breaking loose north of the border in Ontario. Doug, do you see Mitch Marner chirping on the bench while he's getting chirped at? Sheldon Keefe, are you about to meet your maker before you can even end the handshake line tonight and get fired on the ice like Brett Bielema did on the field in Fayetteville after losing to Missouri?
That's when you've coached a poor game. You can't even get off the field before they ax you.
Leafs in Boston tonight, trailing that series 3-1, and they're fighting each other. All the games tonight are 3-1. Isle at Carolina. The Avs can vanquish the Jets. They're up 3-1. That's in Winnipeg, and Nashville is fighting for their lives against the Canucks all tonight. I wanted to see the Bruins lose because I wanted to see the Blues hire Jim Montgomery, but I guess Sheldon Keefe might be available. You're interested.
Well, I don't know. You think they're definitely going to make a switch?
No, I don't. But I think they're waiting to see what happens in Boston. I really do. I really think that's what this is about. And I don't say that from a place of just speculation.
Now, why would he leave Boston for here?
I don't know how much. I don't know what I can and can't say. But I do think he is interested in coming to St. Louis. And
Ted Drews have something to do with that?
You set me up for a live read I have to do? Yeah. That was really nice. Yeah. How about that?
Because it's a long way to come from Boston.
Just to get some delicious frozen custard.
If you're in the Central Corridor somewhere, you could make
that. Exactly right. And I would imagine if you're coaching the Blues, you could afford to live in the Central Corridor.
Sure you could. Yeah.
Now, I know his wife's sister. We hung out in college. And I know there's great affection for St. Louis, but then I think there's a little more to it. But hey, you know, I don't know. I mean, if they go on and hoist the chalice in Boston, I don't think he's going to be going anywhere.
Despite the fact that we have Ted Drews and Schaefer Door Company.
That's exactly right. Ted Drews, a St. Louis tradition since 1929. Ted Drews Frozen Custard on Chippewa is open daily and celebrating its 95th anniversary. All season long, 95 years and 4 generations of family serving St. Louisans?
Louisans, yeah.
That famous frozen custard. Legendary quality. They're known for that high-quality frozen custard made with only the finest ingredients. It's family-owned and operated. Ted Drews remains a family-owned and operated business founded on the motto of our business is service. And they are committed to providing exceptional service and a warm, welcoming atmosphere to customers of all ages. It's Ted Drews Frozen Custard. Fresh, fast, and fun. Ted Drews. Don't forget there's a gift shop right across the parking lot from the Chippewa stand. They have all kinds of apparel for you at Ted Drews gift shop. We'll have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day in a matter of moments. Huge competition going on today, and somebody could win the month of April. If they don't, we will have a sudden death playoff tomorrow. That's going to be unbelievable. Transform your story at Illinois Recovery Center. At Illinois Recovery Center, the team believes in the strength of every individual's journey to recovery. Whether you're taking the first step or continuing your path, the IRC's dedicated team is here to support you. Why choose Illinois Recovery Center? Holistic healing approach, expert care and guidance, safe and welcoming environment, tailored programs for lasting recovery, and top-notch facility and accommodation. We had Chris and Eric in from the Illinois Recovery Center a couple weeks ago, and they talked about their family program, and they talked about that program because if a loved one goes into Illinois Recovery Center, it isn't just about that loved one. It's about the implications for the family, and that is one of the things they pride themselves on, is taking care of the family as well as the person who is now at Illinois Recovery Center. The IRC builds the unwavering determination to thrive beyond the shadows of the past. Go to IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com or call 888-472-9559. That's Illinois Recovery Center at IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. And think about that. And also think about the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day.
Hey, it's Jackson for Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking or cleanup. Head to factormeals.com/McKernan50 and use code McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code McKernan50 at factormeals.com/McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
By the way, before we go to the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, somehow the topic of Westwood, because the Illinois, the 830 Recreator was there yesterday. That's what had the U.S. Open qualifier. The man we vanquished at Meadowbrook, Doug, Chris Nagel, he got through. Only six players got through. Chris Nagel's one of them.
Great.
He shot 2 under 69. Few names, if you look at the page, I think people in the St. Louis area would recognize. But Chris Nagel, can he return? Go to Pinehurst this year.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. It was so much fun rooting for him. Brookline, he made the cut. That was really cool. I hope so. He's a great guy.
I just hope we didn't break his spirits with the beatdown we gave him.
Hasn't done much since.
Yeah, he has. He hasn't. I mean, he's had a couple pop up here and there on some leaderboards, but guy I know who's a loyal listener of the program loves talking about Iggy stories.
Is he?
Sean Brennan. He played in it yesterday. He shot a 72. If you shot a 69, you got into a playoff. Oh, it looks like Nagel got into an eight-man playoff and won. Holy crap.
He won the whole thing. Huh?
Didn't win the whole thing, but three guys shot 67, two guys shot 68, and then eight shot 69.
So eight for one?
And so then eight guys played for that one spot. Wow. Nagel won it. Woo.
So he was onto the sectional qualifier?
That's
now? Correct.
Yeah, he played with, Drew Pranger got to play with Adam Scott in a sectional qualifier a few years ago. He called in, I feel like. He's a St. Louis guy, plays at Glen Echo, if I'm not mistaken. Wellington knows him. I think Wellington caddied for both him and Nagel over the last few years. So anyway, congratulations to Chris Nagel, Doug. Maybe he can make a run.
Could very well do that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Mm-hmm.
And happy birthday to one of our co-workers here, King Scott's birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, birthday, King. King.
Happy
greatest
birthday.
Hair in radio.
Boy, does he have
the greatest hair in all of St. Louis.
Doug, do you think he has the best hair in all of St. Louis?
Well,
I feel
know.
Like you're live for it now.
With the shorter haircuts, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't have, he's got hair down to his shoulders or beyond, isn't he?
You
shoulders.
Said he looks like Crystal Gayle.
Hey, Doug, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When we win the Open, will you please free dot him?
Was that Nagel?
He's got hair down to his small of his back.
You like the nape of a man's neck or the small of his back?
Oh.
You one time had just the small of your back handled, Tim, with a rogue gentleman.
Yeah.
Guiding you to where he wanted you to go.
God, I mean, everything was going so well. I was about to experience lesbianism, and then the gentleman's hand was on the small of my back.
Throw an ice cube in that hot soup.
And how did that end?
Nothing wound up happening.
With him
but the,
and you.
The lady I was with and the lady he was with were aggressively making out at the Ghost Bar in Las Vegas.
Oh, were they?
And I just could, I mean, nothing puts me in a happier place, minus the 2 minutes right before balloon party starts. And I'm like, holy crap, this is about to happen. And then we're walking out, and all of a sudden I feel the gentleman's hand on the small of my back.
And he was suggesting that you two go and find a quiet place somewhere?
No words were spoken, but yet I felt like a message was communicated.
Did you push it away real quickly?
I was like, boy, I hope that wasn't him, because I couldn't see him.
And yet it was.
And yet, alas.
How long was his hand on your back?
Just kind of like how, you know, if you're a gentleman and the lady's walking in front of you at a ristorante.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I'll put my hand on to guide her, even though, you know, the maitre d' most likely. Exactly. But it's just a thing, you know, us old money people do.
Yeah. Question that should have been asked. You might have missed one. You might have just should have said, does that mean anything? We'd like to have a foursome here, but I don't want to be involved with you. And he could have said, no, that's fine. It's just going to be, you know, I don't know what would happen. Having sex next to each other. Just the girls go at it and you guys watch. I don't know, but.
Oh. The issue is that we were at the Stag Bar maybe a few months earlier, and I was pretty sure that he had done it at that time.
With another dude?
No, with me.
The hand was on the back again.
But it was probably 5 a.m, so I might have, you know.
He could have been staggering or something. He's just helping
out. Exactly. So, but I still remembered it, and then he did it again. And
oh.
Okay, now I think this guy wants to, you know, have me inside of him.
And so when he put his hand on your back, did you walk quicker to try to get away from this hand?
I couldn't shake it.
Oh.
And it may have ruined what could have been one of the finest nights of my life.
Shame. Damn shame.
Thank you. But now, Doug, we'll have one of the finest mornings of our lives because it's time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling Email of the Day!
Okay.
Secretariat won the 1973 Belmont by 31 lengths, and they made a movie about it. Whippy Dippy Doo. That pales in comparison to some of the shape-shifting shots Tim pulled off at Gateway and Gale Force Winds.
What's the email about?
But this email's about being a fool. And boy, I was one. He's dressed to kill in a khakied sundress I bought him. He wouldn't care if I walked in and caught him. He's come to dance a dance or two, and do no telling what. By the time the night is through, he found out the hard way about me. He's about to find out how he'll do without me. His hands are shaking, his heart's pounding. By the way he's drinking, my memory's drowning. He's not the cheating kind, but he's been cheated one too many times. Oh, he's never fooled around. I'm still lying. He's through crying. He's not fooling now. He walks by and every head turns. You can see how hot his fire burns. I didn't know what a good thing I had. Well, it's too late, and that's too bad. And that is the story of that time my boyfriend paid me back with an all-male rear entry. I don't think I can say this word.
No, don't.
At Club 747. That's from Ima Cummings.
Ima Cummings. He's new.
Do you know what makes the show so great besides taking the lead on hot topics like smut Coachella zoning? The sponsors get an outstanding return on the enhanced segments of the live reads. Tim sets it up perfectly so that Mr. Strode could chime in the critical information that he has a car as well. The return that is generated is unprecedented, as proven by the old 7.5-minute Blue Chew live reads that were so wildly successful that they either completely sold out of product or universally solved ED across the entire tri-state region.
That was it, I think.
Mr. Strode is just TCOB, taking care of business with a briefcase full of crackers, a rock star with the glossies, halls of fame, and record-breaking car sales to his credit. But let's get back to a third hour of Mr. Strode's perfect golf shots that led to his loss. There was a girl in the 70s who liked him, but her complexion wasn't great. Yep, that's all. He isn't self-centered, but the weather was perfect at Maryland Heights, so there was no reason to cancel baseball in Detroit. Luckily, he didn't post that mistake. He just broadcast it live to millions of listeners on HD2. Happy de Cinco de Secondo. That's from Shooter McGavin, the vice president of the 2027 KZK Hedonism Giveaway.
Shooter McGavin. McGavin.
Do we not have anything from Buck Swope, by the way?
What?
Oh, we do. I'm sorry.
Oh,
let me get this straight. At your show prep meeting this morning, you decided the plan for segment one was to talk about farting at Ronnie's and then simply let the confused old guy endlessly ramble on while he repeats the exact same golf stories that he told yesterday. Newsflash, you cannot hit a great putt and leave it 30 feet short. That's just called a bad putt. You know, some NFL teams specifically hire a guy whose only responsibility is to keep the head coach from wandering onto the field. I think TMA needs something like that. Hire a fourth producer to stand in the corner and make sure Iggy doesn't wander off topic. If he starts rambling on about a gorgeous waitress in the Ozarks with terrible acne, cut his mic!
Cut his mic.
If the elderly renter interrupts a live read so he can squeeze in a cute little story about Ian Woosnam, wheel his chair out in the hallway. If he does his impression of Darth Vader having an asthma attack by violently exhaling directly into the mic, take his wrinkled ass straight to the gates of Earth. Wheeze elsewhere, Papa!
Oh,
gosh. Matter of fact, you'll probably need a fifth producer. There is literally no chance that the senior citizen who doesn't know how to log into his own email will remember how to upload the third segment. Iggy literally asked why the Cardinal game was canceled in Detroit if the weather was so good in St. Louis. I hate to say it, but Doug, it's time for the old Yeller treatment. It's from the JV golf coach.
Just take him out back.
And
JV golf coach.
Finally. Ours is the type of presentation where the hosts feel free to drop in at any time, like several minutes into a segment focused on legalized sports gambling, ballot initiatives, and then ask a bunch of asinine questions that were already answered and addressed by the article that was just read in the minutes preceding your delinquent return from break, and talk about it, quote, don't matter if it passes or not because you have a bookie and a proxy. I know a lot about sus arithmetic and the email of the day standings, and it's great. How's Jackson Burkett? We gonna bring that back? How about that whole deal? I know he's now basically doing four jobs at once, and he's always in such a hurry to get down the hall to spit hot takes about the OKC Thunder. And now, with Plowsy gone, he's got to upload a damn podcast, too. Although it's cute how Iggy pretends he's going to learn how to do it, partially because his boss suggested he do more to help out, and partially because he doesn't want KG and O-Town to be made full-time. But we all know, similar to coming back on time from break, he'll try it for a few days, inevitably upload a 10-second clip of dead air, call it segment three, make a bunch of excuses about Libsyn, and then backslide into usual form. Anyway, Jackson, you're a beautiful baby, and I don't take it personally that you haven't accurately tabulated my three Mail of the Day wins on April 1st, April 17th, and April 25th.
Oh.
Email of the month race should already be over, as the guy who writes in is the Grundlehorts, the Coalition, and hey, Timmy, has twice as many wins as anybody else.
We're investigating that.
Okay, got to go now. Need to bop on over to Twitter and to hold the local weather media accountable for the Cardinal game being postponed. Tell some attractive female work acquaintance she's looking good, kiddo, and then let everybody know I have nudes in my bio. Doug, that comes from Buck Swope. And that's what we have
Buck
for the Design
Swope.
Air Heating and Cooling
nice
email today.
Well, you know, all four were pretty good. I mean, all four were good. I love poetry. Emma Cummings had a nice little poetry. I guess I'm going to go with a JV golf coach, though. JV golf coach gets my vote.
Well, he had me at briefcase full of crackers
I'm going to go with Shooter McGavin.
Oh.
God. Oh, it puts me to the test. And both these guys win the month with my vote. This is maybe the most pressure I've been on.
Yeah. Well, you could vote for someone else, and then we'd have a playoff tomorrow.
Well, then Jackson. Jackson's a Speaker of the House. Oh. Of course, he could vote for somebody else. God, those were best. Those were, I mean, they were good ones, Doug. You're right. I had the JV golf coach set up, though. So JV golf coach has just won the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, and therefore the email of the month. Shooter McGavin, that's not a comment on you. You were great.
Yes.
I just thought JV golf coach was a little better.
Buck Swope was good, too.
Yeah, I know. Congratulations, JV golf coach. You've won the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today and the emailer of the month. What a nice win. Nice. Well, we all get new uniforms, and we start up tomorrow, though, with May 1st, Doug.
All right.
Maypole.
Yeah, I may not be here as much as I party on May 1st.
Jackson and I are going to go party at Balloon Party. Go into the YouTube chat there. It's an active YouTube chat, so come on in. The water is warm. We'll be talking it over. I might be Venmoing somebody $35 to come up with a deep dive topic. That is coming up on 101 ESPN and the 101 ESPN YouTube channel. For Jackson Burkett, for KG and O-Town, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This closes out the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour and TMA presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.